1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 978. Sketch 1,151. Nag.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Dad.
That was pretty upbeat for me, wasn't it, actually?
That was upbeat for you, yeah.
Yes.
You're normally giddy by this time of the evening, though.
Yeah, not giddy today.
No.
Now then, there's a him and a her in this sketch.
Mm-hmm.
The her, I think, casts herself.
Him, like an angler.
Si, you haven't done that many tonight, I don't think. Why don't you have a go at him?
Now, you see, what Si's doing there isn't what's the direction.
I can't hear what Si's doing.
I think he sounds... He looks from his mouth like he's making a clip-clop noise.
Yeah, I was trying to make a clip-clop noise.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, you're probably just blocking it from Zoom.
Zoom, okay. Isn't it? What did you think he was doing?
I'm not entirely sure what he was doing, but maybe...
It sounded like he was going...
I'm not sure it's very loud. But super...
Zoom thinks you're a horse in the background, so it's cutting
so
it
good.
Out.
Ooh,
so flawless.
Horse.
What are you doing?
What? Oh, hey, just making a trotting noise.
Why?
Don't know. Didn't even realise I was doing it.
What, you really like horses now?
They're all right.
So you're pretending to be one?
No, I was just absentmindedly making a noise.
Don't buy it. You want to be a horse.
Of course I don't.
You were whinnying in your sleep last night.
Shut up. Was I?
Yeah. And you keep offering me piggybacks.
Well, yeah, but that's just, you know, affectionate.
I emptied your pockets before I put on a wash at the weekend.
What's that got to do with...
Sugar lumps. Full to the brim with sugar lumps, they were.
I've got a sweet tooth. You know that.
And you said you were thinking of getting a Mohican?
So?
Long, thin strip of hair. Bit like a mane, isn't it?
Oh, just drop it, will you? I don't want to be a horse, all right?
Yeah, sure, whatever. What should we have for tea?
Don't know. Oh, shit.
I like it is the dawning realisation that Simon realised he wants to be a horse.
Beautifully done.
So, if you had to be a horse, anybody here?
Here we go. Yep.
Would right. you want to be in a Grand National dressage?
No.
Show jumping or pulling a carriage?
Dressage.
Is glue an option?
Dressage is least death.
Ultimately.
I would like to be a... horse that just does pony rides.
Would you? That's awful. Like kids yanking at you.
Nice.
Think
kids.
It through. Dressage, you get a bit of music, you're pottering around, you're having a nice time.
I'd like to be a pantomime horse, so I had some.
Of course you would.
Yeah. I would quite like to be like in the Grand National, so when you're jumping over fences, you can kind of clip the other horse so it falls on the ground and gets put down.
The problem would be when that happens to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, risky. I was going to take out my enemies at Beecher's Brook.
It's a horse eat horse world out there. It's got to be careful.
How do you think they get a horse to do dressage? Like jumping over a fence, sure. Run it fast enough, it probably goes over. But like doing a little dance, how does that work? At what point do you kind of get them to do their feet in that little doot, 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 and lifting? How does
I guess
that work?
That's why it's
big
like
sticks.
A sport.
Probably.
Is it big sticks? No. They're kind to the horses, I think. I don't think a horse is prancing around like that if it's been abused. I just don't think it would.
What do you reckon they do to it?
I guess
give
maybe
it a carrot.
They like lift its little leg to show what it wants. What do you think they bring
leg.
In? Or do you think they horses are smart? Do you think they bring in another Sorry. Horse and say, look, this one's dancing. Do you want to have a crack at it?
Well, how do you get the first dance? Who's the first
Maybe
mover?
There was one horse that was just a natural dancer and it's all come from there.
Just to let you know, what you think the horse's little leg is actually its cock.
No.
Maybe that's how they do it. Just wank off the horse till it does what it wants, what you want it to.
Let's find out. How do you train a horse... for dressage.
I think it's like how they make chickens dance. It's just massive hot plates that they force them onto and they just start leaping up and down trying to keep their hooves cool.
What? I mean, that's a funny idea, but what on earth do you mean left by? What they do with chickens.
That's how entertainers of the past would get their chickens to dance for the entertainment. Chickens would dance around.
Name one entertainer who can dancing chickens.
It features in Werner Herzog's Street Check, if memory serves me correctly. No, it was a Carnival Barker's trick of the trade. Get people to throw groats at you if your chicken dances on a hot plate.
Carefully, you will be entertained by warm-footed fowl dancing to express the futility of chicken life. My Werner Herzog sounds quite Scandinavian. I'm not very good. Clearly, it's not one of my talents.
Laura, you look engrossed with your research.
I've read three articles and I'm no closer.
Well, then I'm just going to give it away, otherwise everyone would be in the fucking
Everyone would be training horses to dance.
I mean, the trick is you just got to say the right thing and they do it naturally. It's like an inbuilt.
That's what they've said it isn't.
Meanwhile, Dan, are you just watching chickens on hot plates?
Yeah.
It's cruel, stop it.
Yeah, someone's probably making money out of your YouTube viewing.
Yeah. I mean, it's not really dancing either, to be fair.
No. You can hypnotise a chicken, can't you, just by drawing a line on the floor? That's what people say. I haven't checked it on YouTube, but...
Draw a line on the floor?
You get the chicken to pay attention to your chalk or your stick, and then you start moving it and it'll follow it, and just draw a line, and then the chicken gets kind of hypnotised. That's... Now I've said it out loud, I think I'm talking shite.
Is this what Steeler's Wheel told you?
Was it Steeler's Wheel?
It's basically...
Birds like hypnotising chickens.
That's
Iggy Pop. Oh, Steeler's
Wheel. Well, that wheel, joke didn't Iggy work Pop. At all.
Basically, what I've learned is you do a cue when the horse does what you want, you give it a treat.
Yeah.
Basic.
I've just looked it up. It's a Wikipedia page on chicken hypnotism.
Of course it is.
If you want to put a chicken in a trance, you put its head near the ground... Then draw a line along the ground, starting at the beak, and then go along, and the chicken will stare at this for up to 30 minutes.
God!
That's another one.
Oh, another method of hypnotising a chicken is to hold the chicken face up with its back on the ground, and then run a finger downwards from the chicken's wattles to just above its vent. That sounds like chicken seduction to me.
Yeah.
Where's its vent?
It's how you stimulate a chicken.
The only thing I've ever done to a chicken is wash its foot.
Right, oh, hang on. Why is that coming up at 10 minutes, 11 minutes? Right, let's briefly dig into this.
Oh, I just had to wash a chicken's foot, so I did.
No, not enough detail.
Not enough? What, just one foot?
Yeah.
Did you have to dry it with your hair?
No.
It wasn't chicken Jesus.
My hair. Okay. I had to bathe it with anti
by yourself
bacterial thing. No, I was doing. There were two of us.
You and the chicken.
No, there were two of us and the chicken. One you were person was the holding foot. The chicken, and I was bathing
Sanders?
The chicken's foot.
This sort of sounds like you're doing something dodgy with the chicken, and someone's come in and gone, "What are you doing? I'm bathing one of its feet." That's what this sounds like, I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, I had some cotton wool and, I don't know, hard like antiseptic stuff and bathed its foot.
Right. That's weird.
There you go.
Great.
Damn.
Well,
voodoo during COVID times is very different. Mm.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Laura Taylor and Simon Tui. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.